This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The National Abortion Federation, an abortion industry trade group, is suing to stop more exposure of journalistic investigations that apparently make the industry look bad. Pro-life attorneys are trying to stop a preliminary injunction that would squelch free speech when it comes to David DeLaden and the Center for Medical Progress. DeLaden apparently recorded videos where no presumption of privacy could be expected, and yet he is now labeled by NAF as a racketeer who committed fraud and stole information. A hearing is scheduled in San Francisco December 18th. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a loving, holy sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but to consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants for their child. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org. holyfamilyadoption.org. Some say it was an incredibly complicated case, yet the simplicity is that incredible narcissism was used as an excuse to ask for assistance in suicide. Three psychiatrists diagnosed the anonymous Claire, a 50-year-old British socialite, with narcissistic personality disorder so severe that she was indifferent to her children and equated the loss of a girlish figure and fat as the end of self-worth. Making narcissism almost sound like a communicable disease, a British judge, in granting her wish, admitted reluctance in doing so, but only because he knew his decision would alarm and horrify many. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.